This was a good question that was sent in from one of our visitors. You've been hunting elk a long time. What is the biggest change you've seen in elk behavior and hunting in the, what is it, f over 40 years that you've been hunting elk?
Well, the elk callers have got a lot better. I mean, when I first started hunting elk, killed my first bull when I bugled in, I used to voice bugle. And I was the only one who was voice bugling then. And then the reeds come out, and a guy named Jerry Morrison gave me a first reed, and I practiced and practiced, and all I did was flubber and gag. And I ended up losing that reed. It actually fell on the cushion of my couch. And I found it about a week before the season opened up. So I put it in my mouth and I blew it, and whatever I was doing before was gone, and I've been using a reed ever since then. But the calls have got so much better, especially the cow calls. There were no such thing as a cow call before. And the bugles, like I said, there was guys that had the herder flutes that blew. In fact, I had a guy one time that had a Larry Jones call, and I was trying to teach him how to use it in my shop, and he wasn't blowing hard enough. So I told him, I said, "You got to really blow on that call," and he blew so hard he gave himself a hernia. But the calls have got so much better, and the information that's out there. All of the DVDs that are being made and stuff, where people can actually watch, look at these scenarios, like the Primo stuff and all these elk hunting scenarios that are out there. I live that every year, And there's more information out there now on elk hunting than when I first started. But it used to be, guys used to be able to call a bull in with a 30-odd six shell blowing into it. And now the elk are wiser. It takes a better caller to get into the elk, but the guys, there are more guys out there that can call good and sound like real elk. The elk calls and the information with the DVDs have been probably the biggest, plus in the elk hunting industry.